Thank you for listening to Mimosas in the Morning.
Good morning, and welcome to our second time doing Mimosas in the Morning with Leslie and Molly. And today we're going to talk about it's fall, y'all. And you have to understand, we're both Southern, so that's just the way that it's going to be.
Yeah, but see, Leslie keeps on telling me that I'm supposed to enjoy the fall here in Florida. However, the only way I'm enjoying it is fanning and spritzing myself, because it's hotter than a Sunday biscuit on a Sunday morning at Bojangles here in Tampa, Florida. And we are gearing up now for maybe a tropical storm, hurricane, who knows. I'm over here packing my goodie bags, you know, flashlight, matches, and all that. But Leslie says that Holly needs to get with the program, with her big girl panties on, and enjoy the fall the way she does. So she's going to explain some things and some ways that she enjoys the fall here.
Well, it was a struggle. This is my third fall this time in Florida. So what I try to do is take some of the things that I did growing up, things that I've done when we were in Northern Virginia, Eastern North Carolina, that kind of thing, and incorporate it here, because it does not feel like fall. The leaves are not changing. They never do. So I grew up in the mountains of Southwest Virginia, so I'm used to beautiful fall, crisp weather. I always call it football weather. And here we really have to improvise and try to enjoy. So one thing I always try to do, and this is kind of crazy, but first day that pumpkin spice lattes come out, I'm there.
Have to do it.
How about you?
No, for me, I like to go and grab little cute pumpkins and place them all over the place so it can feel a little fall happiness. One of our favorite times was when we were in Jacksonville, North Carolina, which we talked about last week. Mike's Farm, you remember?
Absolutely.
Yeah, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, right after you go and get your pumpkins. I also met girlfriends there. Some of my girlfriends might speak on this, how they met me when we were in Jacksonville, standing in the line waiting for our buckets of fried chicken and hay rides and all that good stuff in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Well, funny too, a picture popped up on my memories today was at Belvedere Plantation, which is up in Northern Virginia, about an hour away from Quantico. That's one place we would always enjoy there. But, Holly, I found out here in Florida there's a place we can go, a pumpkin patch. We can go to Hunsader Farms. That's a big place here, corn mazes, pumpkin patch, somewhere to go and enjoy the season with your kids.
So it's not just Disney?
It's not just Disney.
I'm not just going to SeaWorld to do spooky Halloween.
You are not, but you can. Yeah, that's the one thing you can do. You always have to find, when you're in your area, what's going on. And one of the best ways to connect is to look at your different Facebook groups. Look at, Google it. Google fall activities in my area, because it isn't always easy. And especially if you've grown up where you're used to the seasons, where you're used to the different kinds of weather changes. You know, I want my kids to understand, because they have a huge range of ages, my kids.
Yeah.
And some of
them have five kids. I know, it's hard to believe, right?
Five kids. Yes. And my oldest is getting fall this year because he is going to college in Missouri. And he was telling my daughter, he goes, "That's not all it's cracked up to be, because it gets cold." So I guess we've kind of spoiled them over the years. They enjoy the colors, but crazy to say, because I've always been a big seasonal type person. I even put an electric fireplace in my house. You don't have to put any heat on it, but it makes it look pretty. So.
And then we could decorate with signs, right, Leslie told me?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so this comes from my girlfriend, Sally. Sally said, "Holly, please put a sign up. Not just say pineapples and happiness. Feel the fall." So thank you, Sally.
So that's the thing. Just make sure when you're in the different areas, keep your traditions. Because there will inevitably be some place where you can continue to do the activities you enjoy with your family.
What do you do for Halloween?
For Halloween, well, today I'm going to undecorate for Halloween because we have a hurricane getting ready to come by.
Yes, my little guy.
But you know, we had a full decoration mess in front of my house, and yes, it's probably tacky, and that's all right because my six-year-old wanted it spooky. So we have, what all do we have? We have tombstones, we have skeletons, we have big spiders, we have ghosts. It is tacky.
So do you do anything for like special foods? Anything traditionally for Halloween?
Traditionally, not necessarily for Halloween, but, you know, we always do this. You know, my daughter the other day was like, "I want to make one of those funfetti cakes, you know, the Halloween cakes." Yes. So we did that. My mother came over to visit because she retired from Virginia and moved here to Florida with a pumpkin roll. So there's things you can do. Yeah.
yeah. For us, we always do hot cocoa, pig in a blanket. Does everybody know what a pig in a blanket is? It's a biscuit from hot cocoa. My kids love it, pig in a blanket, and homemade vegetable soup. And then we enjoyed last year being here in Tampa because, again, we just came off the hurricane. And one of my neighbors, they do a Halloween whole hunt. They decorate. Everything is absolutely breathtaking. I know they do a lot of hard work. Our kids really enjoyed. They didn't want to go trick-or-treating. They just wanted to stay at our neighbor's house. And we're looking forward to that. Yeah. What about you?
Absolutely. Well, my neighborhood is very active. You can drive through right now. And as of today, there's a lot of decorations still out. But I can't promise what it'll be like after the next 2 days with a little wind and rain.
Yeah.
But my community always comes forward. We have a lot of young people in my neighborhood, so Halloween's huge. Everybody knows the house where they get the full-size candy bars and that kind of thing. So
if you're not living on base, which many of us do miss, because Halloween is a blast on base, you get way too much candy. But you see everybody, it's just really great. Try to enjoy your neighborhood or ask a friend and go to their neighborhood if they're giving out the big candy bars. So next week, what we're going to talk about is?
We are going to go on one of Polly's, I consider it a specialty of Polly's, and that is how to network, how to really get involved with your community. She truly is an expert. Those of you all who are watching and know Polly know this for a fact. I, on the other hand, will get some good tips from her because I'm a little more introverted. And
so we're going to talk about how to connect with your community when sometimes you're not as social, which she is social, but not as social, or when you're really extremely social because everybody is way too social. Maybe have to find a happy medium. And we're going to go live somewhere else. Maybe show people here in Tampa a cute little secret place that we go. You're out here when you're not close to a base, but we still want to connect in our community. Also, still prayers for our friends in Jacksonville, North Carolina. They truly do need our help. And you can go to www.militaryhomemates.com to find some ways that you can help. We have posted everything from last week up. We will post also this week some things that you can do here in Tampa. But Leslie had a great idea to share that idea about them posting.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I had to remember what my great idea was. But
it was a great idea.
One thing that we would like to do when we're doing these type of live events, you know, it will be on there. If you have different events in your community, which you think would be a benefit to people, especially those who are new to your area, you know, make sure to post those because that's how we're going to connect. That's a good way for our community to find each other. And just to build on what Holly said, you know, prayers for our friends in Pensacola and that are stationed in that area in Panama City Beach because they're getting ready to get hit by tomorrow by Hurricane Michael. You know, thoughts and prayers for all the people there.
And remember, we're bringing you home one base at a time. Thank you for joining Leslie and I with Mimosas in the Morning. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you. See you later.